Fly, and we are launching into the third hour of the program. You can take control of the airwaves via the toll-free number at 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line, 1-800-259-9231. So coming up here, Mark, you're going to tell us about a $600,000 fine. We'll tell you what it was for here in a moment. Plus, Julia has a story for us about a jailed young man for the wrong reasons. But first, just to continue a few more thoughts on this lengthy discussion we've been having about the town hall sessions, and I know we've got new listeners on board here for hour number three, so if you've been out to one of these town hall government propaganda show meetings where they're supposed to be giving you information and answering questions about the government's new plan to take over the insurance companies, I know that's not what they're saying it will do, but if you take a look at the program, that's effectively what's going to happen, is the government is going to, if they get their way, the government people will start their own insurance program and then enter the market to compete with the existing companies. And, of course, as anybody can point out that's paying somewhat close attention, that means those companies are going to go out of business because the government doesn't have to play by the same rules. The government isn't subject to market signals like those companies are. They don't have to be concerned with things like satisfying customers or anything like that. And with all the new government regulations they're going to be putting on the existing insurance companies, it's going to drive them right out of business. One of the best examples is that they're going to force all insurance companies to accept everybody that comes through their doors, regardless of what their pre-existing condition is. So it doesn't matter if you've got cancer eating up the insides of your body, that insurance company will have to accept you and absorb your costs into their cost of doing business, which means they'll have to raise their prices. And, of course, government can keep their prices low, artificially low, because they can bring in subsidies from somewhere else. So the fact, just the fact that alone that they'll have to cover everybody that walks through their doors, regardless of their condition, that's enough, in my opinion, to put them out of business right off, I mean, in a fairly short order. So that's what's coming. That's what's happening. And people are rightfully pretty upset about it. They've been showing up in droves at these town hall meetings around the country. They've been protesting. They've been angry. There have been fights that have broken out. I don't support violence at all, but I'm just telling you what has happened. People are pretty upset about this stuff. And here in New Hampshire, some protesters showed up. One of them had a video camera, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com. I guess he's not a protester. He's a journalist. But he was with and hanging out with the protesters and had some tough questions, so they wouldn't let him ask any questions. They wouldn't let him near them. They tried to get him out of the building, and then they closed they got him out of the building and closed the door behind him. And so I was reading the press release, and I just thought it was worth finishing here, from Jean Shaheen. She's one of the New Hampshire senators, and she's been holding these meetings. They've been called town hall meetings. They've been advertised as town hall meetings, but what she's saying is, well, we didn't actually intend to have town hall meetings. We intended to have one-on-one sessions, private sessions with constituents inside town hall buildings. See, that's the difference. But if you actually have questions that are critical, if you have questions that are questioning of the system itself and the plan, then they won't meet with you. In fact, they'll storm out of the office after you've asked your questions of them. That's what we found out this afternoon at the Keene version of this particular meeting. 800-259-9231 is the number here. So here's the remainder of the press release from Jean Shaheen's office. She says, "These aren't town hall meetings, but rather office hours that we host in town halls across the state in order to make our caseworkers available to New Hampshire citizens who need help."
I've never seen this before.
Well, now they believe – now this supposedly goes on a regular basis.
May very well. Yeah. I've never seen it before.
Well, you're not looking to meet with Senator Jean Shaheen or
her
people.
They've never offered to – look, I know exactly what's going on at the town hall in my town. It has not happened in my town.
It may not happen at your town. It may only happen in select locations.
Why would they not select mine?
I don't know. Go to the website and get the full list if you'd like. But they say the organizations that staged these protests – knew these weren't town hall meetings because we called them to tell them so. I recognize the right of people on both sides of the aisle to protest, but impeding the ability of New Hampshire citizens to get the help they need is a line that shouldn't be crossed. They should be ashamed.
Spin, spin, spin. They've called these town hall meetings. She's just lying. She's a politician. You know she's lying because her lips are moving.
Well, what she's saying here is that they called the organizations that staged the protests. Well, I can tell you one thing. the folks in Grafton that showed up for this here in New Hampshire, that showed up, the activists, they aren't part of an organization you called, Ms. Shaheen. You didn't call the Grafton activists because there's no phone number. They're decentralized. They all do their own thing. They don't take orders from some central bureaucracy that's saying, okay, you and you, go here to Grafton and hold some signs and go in with video cameras.
Right.
That's not how this movement works. Now, there may be organizations like that here in New Hampshire. I'm sure there are. But the activist that you were dealing with, Dave Ridley from RidleyReport.com, he's an independent. He's not out there following people's orders. So your press release or your phone calls to these organizations fell on dead ears because they didn't reach probably most of the people that you were trying to dissuade from showing up.
Did you get a phone call?
I sure did not get a phone call. How about that?
You would think, I'm sure that they view you as like the one of the leaders of
Unfortunately, they seem to.
Yeah, I'm sure they see it that way. So you didn't get a phone call.
Nope. And we found out about it just early this morning. So you'd think they would have given us a heads up and told us not to come before that.
Maybe they know better than that.
Yeah, that would be foolish.
Right. The last paragraph of the press release is, earlier this week, some protest groups emailed and posted online misleading descriptions of Shaheen's staff office hours. The mislabeling of the meetings was intended to drum up protesters who've been given instructions to disrupt town meetings. At the Hampstead... I thought they weren't town meetings. Oh, anyway. At the Hampstead office hours held yesterday, dozens of screaming protesters showed up, holding anti-healthcare placards and videotaping Shaheen's staff and others who arrived at the town hall. In Grafton today, constituents coming to discuss personal matters asked the protesters to stop videotaping them, but the protesters refused. Which is not true. I mean, they're putting everybody into the same group, right? Dave Ridley.
All the protesters said right. No.
Dave Ridley was...
In one unison, like a chorus. No.
It was Dave Ridley. He was the one that was inside the building. I don't know who else had video cameras. I haven't seen
that
any other footage.
It was not in Hampstead, though.
No, they were talking about Grafton. Okay. They said that in Grafton today, people coming to discuss personal matters asked the protesters to stop, but they refused. Dave Ridley was asked by someone to stop to not record them. And you can see in his video, in his second video, he very kindly cuts them out of the footage. He promised them he would not include that person in his news report. And he didn't, because he pointed out that he has respect for a private person asking him to do that. If a private person in public asks him to not film, he will do his best to not film that person. Unless they're being a belligerent a-hole, in which case he might decide to change his mind about that. But if he's asked nicely not to film, he won't do it. He's a professional journalist. That's how he does things. The story there is about the government bureaucrats and what's going on with them. And he doesn't care, and he shouldn't care, if they don't give him permission to film. Which is what Pam Slack, the woman who was in Keene today representing the senator, told me. I don't give you permission to film. Well, I don't need your permission, Pam.
You work for the government? You're a public employee on public property.
Now, to the cops' credit, they were there. She called the cops on us because we were asking her questions and had video cameras. The cops were monitoring the entire time. They never once threatened to arrest any of us. They just stood there and watched the whole situation. So even as she was saying out loud, I don't give you permission to film, the cops didn't do anything to stop me. So clearly, I don't need your permission. No, and I still wouldn't need your permission even if the cops did step in. Because you're in a public place, and you're a public official. So, on the job, on the record, as Dave Ridley would say. It goes on to say that the protesters were told over and over again that Shaheen staff were there for office hours with constituents, but continued to protest anyway. Well, how dare they?
Yeah, can you imagine?
We are going to write a press release talking about how upset we are that people are protesting our office hours. Well, it's America, and luckily we do still have some freedom to assemble, some freedom to protest, and damn, we should use those freedoms while we still have the opportunity. And I think that those things should be encouraged. 1-800-259-9231. All right, that's about it. Oh, the one thing was Dave Ridley, we were on the phone with Gene Shaheen's office in Washington, D.C., Sam was talking to them on the phone, trying to find out if this was indeed intended to be a public event. After he'd asked one or two questions, the guy asks out of nowhere, is this the Ridley Report? So the guy running the phones down in D.C. at this New Hampshire senator's office knew about the Ridley Report. It was present in his mind enough that was one of the first questions he asked us when we were on the phone with him. So, way to go, Dave Ridley. You really made an impression. All right, more on the way here. You take control. Bring up what you want. 18 months in jail for what? Find out.
Read Drop Dead Gorgeous, the debut horror novel by liberty-loving Irish author Wayne Simmons. Meet horror's new bad girls and the chilling page turner, hailed by David Nudi, author of Haters, as completely brilliant. Drop Dead Gorgeous is available from Amazon.freetalklive.com and all other major online retailers. Go to DropDeadDolls.com now for more details. Live free, then die.
Did you know that there are tiny hidden radio transmitters, also known as RFID chips, in millions of passports, credit cards, and licenses? In the current state of the economy, it's no surprise that identity theft has increased. With current technology, thieves can purchase a simple device online that allows them to steal your credit card number and other personal information by scanning your wallet or purse. Think of this identity theft device as a garage door opener. You push a button and within a certain distance, your door opens. Thieves get near you, push a button, and these tiny radios give out personal information. Put a stop to identity theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. Here you will find radio blocking secure sleeves. Simply place your credit cards and passports into these slim, lightweight sleeves, and you will put a stop to anyone trying to collect your private information. For around $5, you will be protected against RFID theft. Visit IDStronghold.com. That's IDStronghold.com. Or call 1-800-610-2770. 1-800-610-2770 today.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
If you'd like to quit smoking regular cigarettes and try a revolutionary new alternative, this might be the most important message you will ever hear. PremiumeCigarette.com brings you the electronic cigarette. It looks like a cigarette. It feels and tastes like a cigarette. And even delivers nicotine like a cigarette. But because this is not a cigarette, it doesn't deliver toxic chemicals and tar into your lungs or discolor your teeth. The Premium e-cigarette has no flame or ashes, and you can smoke it anywhere, even where cigarettes are not permitted. Because the vapor you exhale is only water, not dangerous secondhand smoke. You've tried the gum. You've tried the patch. You've tried cold turkey. Now it's time to try the Premium e-cigarette. By doing so, you will save 60-75% over regular cigarettes. If you'd like to learn more, visit PremiumeCigarette.com. That's Premium, the letter E, Cigarette.com. PremiumeCigarette.com. Or call 866-242-9210. That's 866-242-9210 today.
You don't have to be in the military to enjoy military surplus savings. Right now at MaineMilitary.com, you'll find savings on the top must-have military supplies. M10 gas masks for $12 or 3 for 30. Gas mask hoods, $4 or 3 for 10. Mask filters, $6 or 3 for 15. Save big on British chemical suits, only $12. Israeli gas masks, $20. Trigger finger gloves, $5 a pair or $36 a dozen. Snowshoe binding for $8 or $48 a dozen, and so much more. Even hard-to-find surplus items, all at surplus prices. Preparing the whole family has never been so affordable at MaineMilitary.com. MaineMilitary.com, one of the last surviving true surplus stores in the country. Shop now at MaineMilitary.com or call 877-608-0179. That's 877-608-0179 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
Via the toll-free number, 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight is Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. Inviting you to our website, freetalklive.com. We have the bulletin board system with over 450,000 posts. There's a lot to talk about, from serious issues to fun stuff. And you'll find it all free at bbs.freetalklive.com. That's bbs.freetalklive.com.
SACL CAI has a full-orbed approach to account recovery. It's really three companies in one. They do collections, early out billing, and they purchase charged-off receivables. SACL knows that the way they treat your customer reflects on you. Their staff is respectful. They record every call, and they have the best equipment money can buy. So you can see that your business will be handled as efficiently as possible. You can see their banner at freetalklive.com. SACL CAI.
All right, toll-free, 800-259-9231. Let's continue taking your phone calls about what you want. Frank is in New York, and you're on Free Talk Live. Hey, Frank.
Hi, guys. How are you doing? Listen, I want to thank you all for the good suggestions that you provided me with regarding jury duty and the notion of resistance. But hearing the discussion again tonight on the socialized medicine, I just wanted to reiterate this point that everyone on both sides of the divide regarding socialized medicine and the single-payer system apparently fails to understand the nature of private, commercial, for-profit insurance corporations always follow this rule. This is inevitable in the insurance business. When liabilities exceed the premiums received, the insurance company declares bankruptcy and goes out of business, leaving the clients or beneficiaries uninsured. Mm-hmm. Therefore, it must be a single-payer system, as every other national health system in the world has. We're the only country in the world that doesn't have one. And the reason why this is a fact, because it's a demographic certainty. Just think of the beginnings of the private HMOs and the many insurers that were in the business 20, 25 years ago, when the baby booming population was the largest and they were in their youth in sort of, the young years. Now when you look and see that the baby boomers are starting to retire, their costs are exceeding the premiums paid. Therefore, that's why so many of the HMOs and private corporate health insurers are out of business. And I wanted to remind you that next month, Warren Buffett's AIG company is going to come back to Washington begging for another $168 or $180 billion.
Frank, I just want to
continue. So I just wanted to – I want you as economists and business people to understand that. And I want to state
now,
this.
Now, hold on, Frank. Before you go on, I think what you're presenting here is a false choice. You're suggesting that it's either going to be the system we have today or this single payer, this government-run health insurance or this government-run health care program, and that's not necessarily the case. I think you've heard this show long enough to know that none of us on this program are fans of the status quo.
You have to understand the economics of this. And historically, in the Great Depression, only two companies in the insurance business survived, Massachusetts Indemnity and MetLife. All the other companies lost their assets, they declared bankruptcy, and reincorporated with their old names. So that is a historical fact that any economic historian can research. And I just wanted to make that point. I'm not necessarily for the Obama health plan, but the point is
you're for universal health care. Government-run health care.
It's not necessarily the Obama plan.
I don't care whose plan it is, Frank. I don't care what the details are. If it involves money being stolen from me, then I have an objection to it.
Well, you should have the option to opt out of it if you choose not to. That's what they should offer. But the people that have paid their Medicaid and their Social Security for years and years and years, we call these things entitlements. The people have actually paid it through their federal income taxes and their Social Security withholding from the employers. So this, you have to get the terms and the actuality straight. And you guys are much younger than I am. I'm a baby boomer. So you guys are probably 20, 30 years younger. But the point is that my generation had no choice about these matters. And to see them go bankrupt after paying half of your income to these tax programs with the government and receiving nothing is an abomination.
But do you understand, Frank, that in order to pay out, you're right, the government has taken those people's money and it has spent that money. So in order to pay out to those folks, Frank, in order to pay out to those folks, they're going to have to take money from the working class of today, regardless of what, and I understand you said that people should be able to opt out. So should I be able to opt out of paying into the program that pays those people?
I think you should be. I think we should all have the chance. And the people that have paid their taxes.
So then you don't support universal health care.
Repeat?
So then if you believe that people can opt out, then you don't support the concept of government-run health care.
No, I do support it. But if people want to opt out, I think they should have that option.
So,
but
wait,
most people
want to opt out. I can opt out into a marketplace where there are no private health care options?
No, there won't be, because no insurance company will take that. It's a financial impossibility for them. They'd rather insure high-risk spaceflight insurance, or they would rather insure financial derivatives that are an abstraction. That's really the world of underwriting right now. And they've lost tremendous amounts of money with the economy since there's virtually no shipping over the last year compared to the last 10 or 20 years. So they have to make money up somewhere. And when you think of insurance or underwriting, always remember this economic probability law. Whenever you take a loss, whenever they take a loss, the only way to break even or to make a significant small profit is to double the premiums. It's kind of like going to the roulette table and you say that you will break even provided you're able to double each of your losses.
Thank you, Frank. I appreciate the call tonight. I'm no fan of the insurance companies. I think they're in bed with the government. They have utilized the government to get to where they are.
I don't have insurance, and I don't want insurance right now. And that's something, as I understand it, at least what Obama is proposing, is basically forcing me to get health insurance, even though I don't want to pay for it, and threatening to take money out of my paycheck if I refuse.
That's the proposal.
So I don't like insurance companies. I don't want insurance. If I have an issue, I go to a doctor who takes cash. So, I mean,
I can't afford insurance right now, but I'm not looking to steal other people's money or force them into a system that's going to benefit me.
And in the past, people were able to take care of themselves. In the past, before these government promoted insurance companies, because the insurance industry is heavily regulated by the state, and so it's next to impossible to start up a new company.
As is the healthcare industry.
Yeah, well, right. The insurance industry being a section of that, yes.
Basically, what you have is a healthcare industry that's run a lot by government, and people that are for socialized medicine make it look bad because the healthcare system we have is expensive.
Bad.
It's bad,
yeah.
But it's not a free market health system. Mm-hmm. It's not even close.
But yet people will still label it as a free market health system. And
but very few things move towards the free market. Most of them move towards bigger government. And I understand people's frustration with the current system that we have today. I get it. I'm frustrated, too.
Right. But look back into the past where you had things like mutual aid societies. I don't know if insurance programs existed back then. I don't know that much about that time. But I do know the people that needed taken care of were taken care of by their community, by people that cared, individuals that gave a damn about other people. And the further you get toward the government system, the farther away you get from people who actually care. Because the government system isn't going to be run by people that care. They won't have an incentive to care. More coming up. It's Free Talk Live.
Hi, Ed Schultz here. I want to tell you about BioGreenClean.com. BioGreen Clean. It is absolutely the first heavy-duty, all-natural, multi-purpose cleaner that outperforms all competitive cleaners. BioGreen Clean is the product. It's tough enough to take on virtually any cleaning challenge, yet gentle enough for your baby's toys. That's right. BioGreen Clean is plant-derived and contains no harmful chemicals, solvents, and no annoying fragrances. If you want spectacular and unprecedented results from a revolutionary cleaning product, look no further. BioGreen Clean is the cleaning product that you've been waiting for. It's that simple. It's super, and it's easy to order. Just go to www.biogreenclean.com. That's www.biogreenclean.com. BioGreenClean.com. Try it today. You'll be glad you did. BioGreen Clean. It cleans anything.
Most Americans know the significance of July 4th, 1776. However, few know the importance of September 17th, 1787, the day the Constitution was written and adopted by our founders. Unfortunately, over 200 years later, this sacred document is under attack, along with our beloved Republic. Throughout the span of history, brave men and women have rallied behind banners which have served as symbols of liberty against the forces of tyranny. Today, we have the Constitution Pride flag to show our support support for the Constitution, the Bill of Rights, freedom, liberty, and justice for we the people of the United States. Now available at www.1787flags.com. Get your very own Constitution Pride flag today and receive a free pocket Constitution with your order. www.1787flags.com, the official website of the Constitution Pride flag. That's www.1787flags.com.
If you owe the IRS, you can't make the problem go away without professional help. But with the help of Dan Pilla, you can get your problem solved.
Hi, I'm Dan Pilla, and I've been solving tax debt problems for 30 years, and I can help you too. We can stabilize IRS collection action and get your tax debt reduced, sometimes completely eliminated. And if you received a 1099 from a bank because of mortgage or other debt forgiveness, the vast majority of the time, I can show you how to completely erase it so you pay no taxes on what the IRS will consider to be taxable income. Call us for a free consultation to discuss the many possibilities. Call 1-800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NOTAX. Or go to my website at taxhelponline.com.
Dan Pilla has been protecting taxpayers from the IRS for 3 decades, and he can help you. Call us today, 800-346-6829. That's 800-34-NO-TAX.
For years, doctors and researchers have known that one of the major pathways to better health is an alkaline diet rich in minerals and antioxidants to keep the body in proper pH balance. For 15 years, people have trusted AlkaZone, the simplest way of keeping the body in pH balance, getting rid of acidic waste buildup, and boosting the immune system through antioxidant support. AlkaZone's unique formula contains potassium, magnesium, calcium, zinc, and the antioxidant selenium, along with 79 trace minerals from ancient marine deposits. Unlike other products, AlkaZone is odorless and tasteless and can be added to any beverage to offset its acidity. AlkaZone also manufactures antioxidant water fountains that will both filter and raise the pH of the tap water in your home to a pH of 10. To learn more and to place your order for a 45-day supply for only $25, visit AlkaZone.com. That's A-L-K-A-Zone.com. Use coupon code RADIO and receive a limited-time discount. Call AlkaZone today at 1-800-810-1888. That's 1-800-810-1888.
This is Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Dial us up at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. You can bring up whatever you want. Just dial toll-free 800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark. And you can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features, they are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. Features including our Facebook profile. You can go to facebook.freetalklive.com and become a fan, and you can get something. I don't know. You can network with some of the other Free Talk Live listeners, or you can read our updates through our Facebook profile at facebook.freetalklive.com. Somebody needs to give me a better sales pitch for the Facebook profile. Like, I know that Facebook is hot. It's the big thing for social networking on the internet. Maybe that's enough. Maybe it's just cool enough that Free Talk Live has a Facebook profile, but I don't know. It just doesn't have that sizzle. Anyway, facebook.freetalklive.com is there if you want it. Let's go to Jen in New Hampshire. I think it's Jen. You're on Free Talk Live.
Hi, guys. Thanks for everything that you're doing. Actually, I'm Representative Jen Coffey. I represent 6 towns in the state of New Hampshire.
Now, how can you do that, Jen?
How can I do that? Because we have a real citizen legislature here.
I understand. I'm just trying to hold your feet to the flames because I don't personally believe you can really represent anybody but yourself. I mean, obviously, if you're in a room with 3 other people, it's probably very unlikely you'll be able to efficiently represent all 3 of those folks because they're likely going to disagree on some things. All that aside, what were you calling about tonight?
Well, I think I wanted to set the record straight. The Concord Monitor, which is one of our local papers here, made a comment today calling protesters disrupt town hall, mm-hmm. referring to one of Shaheen's town hall meetings that happened in the town of Grafton. And I went there, because I had constituents contacting me and saying, hey, you know, we want our issues addressed. We write letters, we call, we get back these standardized, canned responses that don't address our issues.
Mm-hmm.
So I felt like it was my responsibility to go up there and have them heard.
Sure. Were you allowed to?
There was no disruption. There were people out there with signs, sure, but nobody was yelling. Nobody was screaming. We all went in. We all sat down. There was a gentleman there who was from Internet Media trying to tape, and they got very angry with him. And in my perspective, hey, this is a public forum.
Yeah.
This is a public meeting. Media has every right to be there and record something, especially something that's taking place on a Thursday morning when everybody else is working. How easy is it to see your elected official that's supposed to represent you when you're holding a meeting at 11 a.m.? Not very easy.
No.
Very important for media to be able to be there. Everybody was being polite. Before the whole thing gets started, they kick everybody out of the room and say, you know, there's just too many people in this room. We're going to move it next door to the firehouse.
Hmm.
So the fire chief goes out there and diligently moves three trucks out of the bays. When he's moving the third truck, all of a sudden they make an announcement and they say, oh, we're not going to move. We want you all to line up and we'll let you in one at a time.
Right.
How's that a town hall meeting? I don't think it is.
So my suspicions were correct, because I wasn't quite clear that they had actually kicked people out from sitting down in what was a large area, because they're trying to make it sound like this was never intended to be a town hall meeting. The press release after the fact says that no, these weren't town hall meetings. They were one-on-one meetings we were having with constituents, and they happened to be happening in town halls. So you're saying that wasn't the case until Dave Ridley showed up with his video camera. Then they decided to shut it down and could really clamp down.
It would seem right after he did that, and there was a few of us that sat there and said, hey, you know, the media's got a right to tape this.
Absolutely.
You have a right to know. If you don't want to be recorded, that's fine. And he was very respectful to say, you know what, I won't put you on tape if you don't want to be recorded. Absolutely.
Mm-hmm.
He was never disrespectful to anyone. He simply stated he wanted to, you know, capture this moment on tape so people could see it. And I think that's well within the rights.
Well, he certainly did capture an interesting story so far, and folks can go and see it for themselves at RidleyReport.com and just watch as these bureaucrats squirm and refuse to answer his questions and avoid him. And then, as you're saying, Jen, they kicked everybody out of the room, saying they were going to move it outdoors or to a different location, changed their minds, then locked up and told everybody they could come in one at a time and they could stand outside and wait.
And they had all these people standing outside in the hot sun. There were older people there. Nobody's offering them water. Nobody's offering them a chair. And I was there for 2 hours, and when I left, there were people still standing out there. They had, and then also in their press release, they make a note of saying that this was something that was about hearing constituents' concerns, like somebody who's a veteran and needs help. They had a flyer that advertised what this was supposed to be about, and it specifically stated health care and tax and cap. Those were the two bold print issues that were written on this flyer.
Yeah, and they don't
and
send
they also called it a town meeting.
Well, I don't know if they said that on the flyer. I haven't seen the full flyer.
The flyer didn't specifically say that. So if they want to get around with that, they probably can. The town of Grafton had a flyer up that said it was a town hall meeting. In the end, when people, you know, protested the fact that they kicked everybody out and they wanted to let them in one-on-one, they said, oh, no, that was the town of Grafton's mistake. And that was done also by the media saying that it was a town hall meeting. And that wasn't our intention.
Even though they, I'm pretty sure if these office hours, as they're calling them, because what they're saying is, oh, we normally are here and we just have office hours. And all these protesters showed up and they ruined our office hours. That's what they're trying to say. But they don't send out invitations weekly to their constituents. They don't send out, they don't have the money to do that. They mailed these invitations out to people in the Grafton area, and they invited them to come to this particular meeting. And it was, as you're saying, going to be a town hall. Then Dave Ridley shows up with a video camera, and they completely changed their behavior and are now changing their story, doing a total 180. It's amazing.
I don't think it was entirely because of Dave Ridley. I think that they realized that the vast majority of people that were there are not in favor of government-run health care, don't want to see the cap-and-trade policies go through, and they realized that these people were not going to be speaking in favor of that. I think they wanted to try and reduce that down, but I think it's also important that people realize that I want to talk to my elected official. Whether or not I voted for you doesn't matter. If you're in office, you have a responsibility, a constitutional responsibility, to represent the people you're elected to do so with.
But responsibility is so,
staff.
But responsibility is so much different from an obligation. They're obviously not obligated to do anything because they're clearly not doing it. They're not meeting with people that want to meet with them and ask them tough questions.
Well, then they need to go back and read their constitution, because I'm an elected official and I know it's my job to serve the people who put me in office, and that's it, plain and simple. I took an oath to uphold that. Everybody does. and you need to take that seriously, or you need to not run.
Well, thank you for that. And I know, Jen, that you are one of the you're a Free State Project member, right?
Actually, I am, yes.
So you are one of the, is it four or six Free Staters that's actually elected to New Hampshire representative?
There's four of us, but we all vary differently on our political perspectives. I have a tendency to call myself a Goldwater Ron Paul Republican with libertarian leanings. How's that for a mouthful?
Well, I understand the feeling. That's kind of how I feel myself. I've heard that there are six. Is it possible that two of them are friends of the Free State, but not actually movers for the Free State Project?
To be honest, I'm not sure. I mean, I've found a home in an organization called the HRA, which is the House Republican Alliance, and I have found them to be a very constitutional thinking think tank within the House. And they're made up of people from all walks of life, all age groups, who actually compare bills. We actually sit around and discuss and look at bills based on their constitutionality. And we give them grades, and we give them, we make decisions as to whether or not they meet that criteria, and if they don't, we won't vote for it. And there's quite a few of us.
How's that difference from the New Hampshire Liberty Alliance?
Not tremendously. If you look at what the NHLA puts out, a great thing called the gold standard, and I would say 9 out of 10 times if you compare that gold standard to the HRA, you'll find that they're very, very much in agreement because they're both looking at it from a very similar angle.
All right, so Jen, now here's the tough question.
Sure.
When is New Hampshire, I am not a big fan of the political system. I think it's very inefficient and very poor way to achieve liberty, but nonetheless it's there and a lot of people will insist on using it. So let's talk about using it. When is New Hampshire going to secede from the Union?
I don't know about succession. That's not something in my plan. My plan is simply to work towards seeing the Constitution as being the law of the land, period. And if a bill or a law doesn't hold water against that, then in my point of view, it shouldn't exist.
So what would it take for you to be in favor of secession?
I don't know.
Something to think about. Thanks for the call tonight. I appreciate hearing from you at 800-259-9231. See, if she was representing my plot of land, she wouldn't be representing me. Which is impossible. It's not possible to represent anybody other than yourself, really. More on the way. You can bring up anything.
If you're a politician, you don't talk about secession until you're ready to do it.
1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. You can bring up anything. This is Free Talk Live.
A congressman recently revealed that legislation totaling 2,900 pages and involving more than $1 trillion was available to members of Congress for less than 48 hours to study and consider. That's over 60 pages of legislation per hour. Do you think anyone read the entire bill? I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. Consider a proposal buried in a 3,200-page, $388 billion bill, which would have empowered committee chairmen or their agents to examine Americans' tax returns. When this horrible provision came to light, no one claimed to know how it got into the bill. One congressman questioned said, "I didn't write it. I didn't approve it. I wasn't even consulted." If your attorney represented you this way, he might be disbarred. But this is how Congress represents you every day. That's why DownsizeDC.org has created the Read the Bills Act. You can force Congress to read their bills before they pass them at DownsizeDC.org.
What would your life be like if you woke up each morning with new vitality, feeling better than you have in years, and you noticed a difference in your sleeping patterns, blood sugar levels, and had a sense of well-being overall? There's something that is changing thousands of people's lives, and you could be one of them. It's called Heart and Body Extract. Sharon Harris, co-creator of Heart and Body Extract, talks about the positive effects of Heart and Body Extract.
What happens with the formula Heart and Body Extract is it's giving the body the necessary vitamins, minerals, amino acids, enzymes, and phytonutrients so the body will heal itself. And yes, the body does have the ability to balance blood pressure, balance cholesterol, clean and unclog the arteries. It can also work on balancing the circulation for diabetics. So the body is an amazing thing. It simply needs some help so it has the tools to heal itself.
Heart and Body Extract gets results. To order your 2-month supply, call now, toll free at 866-295-5305. Order online at hbextract.com.
Hello, this is Alex Jones with some important questions. If you're going into a battle, and they give you a rifle and a sidearm, how much ammunition do you want? My answer would be, all I can get. In the battle for freedom and the lives of your loved ones, food is your only ammunition. How much do you want? When do you want it? Now or after the battle starts? When will you need it? Can you buy it without proper identification? Will there be any food? Will it make your children sick? If there's a quarantine and you can't feed yourself, will you go to the gathering center and be immunized? You wipe out all these problems if you have a good food supply. Food is your ammunition to fight for your freedom and your life. How much will you need? We don't know. How much do you want? All you can get. I'm Alex Jones. I want all of you good guys to live to fight another day. Call 1-800-409-5633 or check it out on the web at efoodsdirect.com. Again, that number, 1-800-409-5633.
As you already know, drinking pure, high-alkaline pH water is the most important factor in maintaining high energy and vibrant health. Most experts agree that the water you drink should be at a pH level of 8 or higher. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline ingredients. Using plasma pH drops is one of the best ways to make your water alkaline to help you get rid of acid and regain your health and energy. Simply put 10 drops per liter of water you drink to raise the pH to the ultimate level. Alkalizing water helps your body rid itself of acidic waste and increases the oxygen content of your body. Disease organisms like bacteria and cancer cannot survive in an alkaline, high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops now by going directly to AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or by calling 269-216-9767. That's 269-216-9767 today.
You're listening to Free Talk Live on the Genesis Communications Network and freetalklive.com. Call in at 1-800-259-9231.
This is Free Talk Live. Only moments remain, enough time for your call if you make it now. 1-800-259-9231. That's the SACL CAI toll-free line. It's 800-259-9231. Tonight, it's Ian with you.
And Julia.
And Mark.
You can join us online at freetalklive.com. The features are free, so enjoy those on us. Again, that's freetalklive.com. And if you like this program and want to help support Free Talk Live, you can learn how to do so at promote.freetalklive.com. There's a whole list of things that you can do to get Free Talk Live on more radio stations and into more ears around the internet. Go to promote.freetalklive.com as we go to your phone calls and talk to Eric in Texas on the AMP line. Hey, Eric.
Evening, guys and lady.
What's on your mind tonight?
I thought I'd keep it light tonight. I've got a media or an entertainment recommendation for everybody. When it comes to television on Hollywood or in Hollywood, the shows that showed our current criminal justice system, they're always incredibly biased for the state.
Sure.
If you've ever watched a single episode of Law and Order, you know that the bad guy is always incredibly bad, and that if he somehow manages to get off, it's always a technicality, you know, that sort of thing.
Right. The cops are always working hard, and they're doing a great job, and they're heroes.
They also have an amazing amount of technology at their behest.
Exactly.
And, of course, none of it's realistic at all. It's just all a farce. I mean, I was actually sitting in – I was being sequestered during Sam's trial, and there were a couple cops in there. And one of them was actually telling us most of his day is sitting in a desk. You know, he's a detective, and 95% of his day is desk work. So clearly it's not even – even the cops themselves will be the first to tell you this is not realistic.
Right. Well, every now and then we get a bone thrown our way. Like a couple years ago, we had The Wire, which was pretty decent. But TNT now has a really good show that I just found out about.
GNC?
TNT.
TNT? Gotcha.
Okay. It's called Raising the Bar. It stars Mark Paul Gosselaar, the guy that used to play Zach Morris on Saved by the Bell. And, it's kind of weird to take him seriously, but... he plays a public defender, and the show is all about showing the corruption of the DA's office, the corruption in the judges, the corruption in the cops. So I just finished watching, showed a cop in order to get back at Mark Paul Gosselaar's character, picked up a woman he knew was innocent and then shuffled her around from precinct to precinct in order to teach him a lesson. Because, you know, until a defendant hit central booking, the lawyer can't get access to the client. And in the process of shuffling them around, the client has her appendix rupture. And that's just one example of
the book. Is this a brand new series? What was it called again?
It's called Raising the Bar. They're in the middle of their second season, but the seasons are pretty short, only like 10 episodes long.
All right.
In fact, I'm almost... I started yesterday, and I'm almost done with the second season.
Well, thank you for the recommendation, and I thank you for the call tonight, Eric. 800-259-9231. It's... He's right. I mean, the amount of truly realistic cop shows out there... You know, it's just not there. I remember when we were talking about the anonymous cop trainer guy who was pointing out that a lot of the cops that he gets coming in to train for being a police officer, you know, they believe that this is how it is. They see themselves as the badge heavies, the guys that are the thug, big, intimidating cops, those kind of cops on those shows. They view themselves as those cops. They want to kind of act out those shows in real life. And, of course, it's not really like that. But they come into it with this mentality of that, you know, they'll be able to run it that way. And it's just disturbing. And of course, the whole Hollywood mindset toward the police is very worshipful in general, especially toward the military.
Well, what I was going to say, something that concerns me a little bit is all of the people who come back from the military and then mm-hmm. join the police force. Just because, I mean, obviously I can't say something about everyone in the military, but the ones that I've encountered that have gone from like a Marine, for example, to a police officer, they're pretty aggressive.
Well, yeah, you would think that it seems to me that a lot of people that get out of the military are of one of two camps. One of them really loved their experience in the military and wants to continue something similar. Or the other side is they didn't really care too much for that. They went in for the college money and they got thrown in the desert and they hated it. I'm sure there's something in between, but generally that's what I tend to hear and tend to observe. And so what of those two categories is what person out of those two categories is most likely to go and be a cop? The person who didn't like the military experience or the person who loved the military experience?
Right. And if I encounter a cop, I don't think I want one who used to be a Marine for 10 years or I don't know.
Well, they've been trained to blindly follow orders. That's one of the reasons why they're so welcomed into the police organizations today. If you are a former military, you kind of have a, almost them rolling out the red carpet for you as far as getting into the police departments is concerned. It's easier for someone who's been in the military to make it into the police departments. Most departments have policies that say that.
A lot of departments recruit directly from the military, you know.
Exactly. So you're bringing people on board who have been essentially trained to follow orders without questioning them.
Also, the people
that's dangerous,
right? They're not trained necessarily in how to deal with civilians. I mean, they're warriors, soldiers.
So speaking of bad cops, Julia, you have a story about one guy, a young man, who spent 18 months in prison for a crime he didn't commit.
Yeah, that's right. Day after he was cleared of his twin brother's killing and released from jail, Darius Lewis demanded a public apology from police and vowed to find the real killer. Lewis, now 19, had been charged with the murder of his twin brother, Dennis, based on what police said was a bloody palm print left at the crime scene. But after 18 months
Sounds
in
like
jail...
Sounds like damning evidence.
Yeah.
Yeah.
After 18 months in jail, he was released yesterday when a crime lab test found that the palm print was not left in blood, as the detectives had reported. It could have been left on the bedroom wall months earlier. Lewis's attorney said that most jurors in his trial weren't convinced of his guilt either. A juror told him that they were leaning 9-3 to acquit Lewis before a mistrial was declared. That trial ended March 19th because a juror was excused for a death in the family, and the alternate jurors had already been dismissed by the judge. Lewis was freed with the help of private investigators with years of police experience who saw the evidence that the Columbus police detectives apparently did not. The palm print, described by investigators as 1 inch by 1 inch, was never tested for blood. Photographs show that it was well above the blood smear on the wall in the bedroom where Dennis was shot to death. The blood belonged to Dennis. The palm print belonged to his brother, officials said. To the naked eye, it appeared to be lighter to me. Said retired homicide detective Bob Britt, I don't believe there is any malice on anyone's part, but the information about the print didn't get processed the way it should have. So basically, this kid sat in jail for 18 months, and the police didn't even look at the evidence that they were holding against him.
So they said they believed that it was his palm print, but they never actually checked into it?
Yes.
Boy, we sure do need the government police here keeping us safe.
18 months this kid sat in jail.
And here are your government cops, Mark, that you love so much.
The family had to hire a private investigator to get him out of jail. Can you imagine how much that would cost, plus a lawyer?
Now, the interesting thing was the private investigator is a former cop. But now that he's actually working in the marketplace, he has the proper incentives in place to actually do the job correctly of the investigation. Whereas these other cops are just, who knows what the hell they're doing?
Well, they're busy doing things like chasing down college students and giving them tickets for smoking marijuana. And
yeah, but they were assigned to investigate this particular case. You know, that
they were assigned to investigate a lot of cases. And the fact is they're overloaded because of the war on drugs.
If not all detectives are out there doing drug war stuff.
They're not all doing that, no. But imagine if you freed up all the police officers that are doing drug war stuff.
My point here is,
you would have enough cops to be able to handle issues like this.
I understand.
You wouldn't have somebody sitting 18 months in jail when you have a right to a speedy trial in this country.
I don't know. I hope you're right about that. But the reason why he was in, wasn't he found guilty or was he still waiting for a verdict?
He was still waiting for a verdict.
Okay.
He sat in jail for 18 months. It says here, until yesterday, no one at Columbus police had ordered a test of the print for blood.
See, that's what I'm trying to tell you here is that there are detectives whose job it is to do drugs and there are detectives whose job it is to do stuff like this. They get called into this and they don't even run the test that they're supposed to run. They've got better things to do, right?
They're overloaded with all kinds of cases. I mean, if you ever, and I'm not saying that these guys did the right thing, but I'm telling you, if they had less to do,
I got you.
Then they would be doing a better job.
I actually just found something that makes the story a little more interesting. The son's mother told police that the night of the slaying, she was sleeping on a downstairs couch when at least 5 masked men came into the house demanding money and then went up to Dennis's bedroom, and that's when he was killed. So the mother could essentially attest to the fact that 5 men came in and killed her other son, and still didn't even test the print.
5 masked men coming in asking for money. I wonder what the money was for. What do you think?
Likely claims another victim.
Drugs. Thank you, folks. We'll see you tomorrow night. Online in the meantime at freetalklive.com.
Do you have hair or skin problems? Are you sensitive to fragrances or dyes? Quit suffering. Quit trying the latest, new, and improved potions. Try Unicure Hair and Skin Conditioner. It's been sold in top salons since 1973, and I've been using it for the past year, and I love it. Unicure's Hair and Skin Conditioner's gentle, greaseless formula is fragrance and color free. If you have hair or skin, you need Unicure. Call 888-UNICURE or visit unicure.com. 888-UNICURE. Unicure.com.
We the people grow cotton, weave fabric, engrave ink, embed strips and fibers to protect from counterfeit and carting to a private bank, having it lent back at interest, forcing taxes to service debt. This capitalism, or was Jefferson correct when stating a central bank issuing the public currency is a greater menace to the liberties of the people than a standing army? Hi, Ted Anderson. I'm placing a free silver dollar in a book that explains our monetary system. Call for your copy, 800-686-2237. It's time to understand the system. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.